Fairy tale magic.
Cinderella. Cinderella lived with her stepmother and two stepsisters, who were jealous of her and treated her very badly. She had to spend all day, every day, doing work around the house. One day, an invitation arrived from the prince, who was having a ball. Cinderella had to help her stepmother and stepsisters make beautiful dresses for the ball, and on the night they went off and left the poor girl alone. She was very sad, but suddenly her fairy godmother appeared and turned Cinderella's old clothes into a beautiful gown. She turned a pumpkin into a golden coach, and some mice into lovely black horses, and a rat into a coachman. So Cinderella went to the ball, but her fairy godmother warned her that she had to leave the ball by midnight. When the prince saw Cinderella, he thought she was so beautiful that he danced with her all evening. Suddenly, the clock began to strike 12, and Cinderella remembered what her fairy godmother had told her. She ran out of the palace and was in such a hurry that one of her glass slippers came off as she was racing down the stairs. The prince found the slipper and ordered his servants to go out into his kingdom and make every girl try the slipper on until they found its owner. Eventually, they arrived at Cinderella's house and discovered that the slipper fitted her. They took her back to the palace, and she married the prince, and they lived happily ever after.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack lived with his mother, and they were very poor. Jack went to market to sell their cow, but exchanged it for some magic beans. His mother was angry and threw them out the window. Next morning, a giant plant was growing up into the sky. Jack climbed up into the clouds, where there was a magic land. He saw a huge castle, and so went there. The castle belonged to a giant who was out hunting. The giant's wife let Jack come in, and when the giant came home, she hid Jack. After dinner, the giant brought out a hen that laid a golden egg. When the giant fell asleep, Jack stole the hen and went back home. For a while, Jack and his mother were happy as they had money, but then Jack decided to go back up the beanstalk. He returned to the giant's castle, and this time when the giant fell asleep, Jack stole 2 bags of money. When he got home, his mother was ill, but cheered up when she saw him. Again they were happy for a while, and again Jack decided to go back up the beanstalk. This time the giant got out a magic harp after dinner, which played beautiful music all by itself. When the giant fell asleep, Jack stole the harp. But the harp woke the giant, who started chasing Jack. Jack raced back down the beanstalk, took an axe, and as the giant was climbing down, he chopped it down. The giant fell all the way to the ground and was killed. And Jack and his mother lived happily ever after.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin. The town of Hamelin was suffering from a terrible plague of rats. The town council tried everything to get rid of them, but couldn't. At last, the mayor promised a big reward to anybody who could put an end to the plague. A stranger dressed in bright clothes arrived and said he could rid Hamelin of the rats. At night, the stranger began playing a tune on his flute, drawing all the rats out of the houses and barns and into the river, where they drowned. The mayor would not pay the piper, because he said that playing a flute was not worth the reward. He ordered the piper to leave Hamelin. But the piper came back one day and started to play his flute. This time, all the children followed him, and he left the village towards the mountains. Suddenly, a cave opened in the mountain, and the piper and all the children went in. The cave closed behind them, and the children were never seen again in Hamelin.
Puss in Boots. When a poor old man died, he left his only three possessions to his three sons. The oldest boy got his mill, the second got his donkey, and the youngest one got his cat. The young boy was disappointed until the cat began to speak to him and asked him to give him a bag and a pair of boots. Then the cat went and caught a rabbit, put it in the bag, and took it to the king, saying that it was a present from his master, the Prince of Carabas. After that, the cat caught many more animals, and each time offered them to the king with the same message. One day the king went for a ride in his coach near the river, and the cat told the boy to go for a swim. When he was in the water, the cat hid his clothes, and then went up and told the king that his master, the Prince of Carabas, was swimming when some thieves had stolen his clothes. The king gave the boy some new clothes. The boy got into the coach with the king and his daughter, the princess, and went for a ride. The cat ran ahead and tricked all of the people to tell the king that the land they were working on belonged to the Prince of Carabas. So the king thought that the boy was very rich. Near there was a castle owned by a horrible ogre. The cat knew all about the ogre and went to the castle. There, he asked the ogre if it was true that he could turn himself into any animal. The ogre said that it was true, and to prove it, he turned himself into a lion. The cat then asked the ogre if he could also turn himself into a small animal, like a mouse. The ogre did this, and the cat then ate him. When the king, the princess, and the boy arrived at the castle, the cat said that it belonged to the Prince of Carabas. The king was so impressed that he offered the boy the hand of the princess in marriage. So they were married and lived happily ever after.
Rumpelstiltskin. There was once a poor man who, in order to make himself seem more important to a king, told him that his daughter could spin straw into gold. The king ordered the girl to be brought to him, and he locked her in a room full of straw. He said he would return next day, and if the straw had not been spun into gold, she would be killed. The girl did not know what to do, but then a little man appeared and told her if she gave him a present, he would spin the straw into gold. She gave him a necklace, and he did what he had promised, and then disappeared. The king was very pleased to see all the gold, but because he was greedy, he put the girl into a bigger room full of straw and again threatened her with her life if she didn't spin it into gold. Once more the little man appeared. She gave him a ring this time. He spun all the straw into gold and then disappeared. The greedy king wanted still more gold, so he repeated the whole thing one more time. The little man appeared, but the girl didn't have anything to offer him. So he said that he would spin the straw into gold if she promised to give him the first child that was born to her. The girl agreed, and he spun the straw into gold and disappeared. When the king saw all the gold, he asked the girl if she would marry him, and she said yes. Sometime later, the queen gave birth to a baby, and suddenly the little man appeared again and said that she had to give him the child. She was horrified and begged the little man to let her keep her child, but he said that she had promised and so had to keep her promise. The queen began to cry, and the little man took pity on her and said that if she could find out his name in 3 days, then she could keep the child. Each day the little man returned, and each day the queen guessed his name, but each time he said no. Finally, just when the queen began to think that she would have to give the little man her child, one of her servants returned
and said that he had seen a little man dancing around and singing that his name was Rumpelstiltskin. So when the little man returned again on the third day, the queen knew his name and so could keep her child, and they all lived happily ever after.
Sleeping Beauty. Once upon a time, a king and queen had a beautiful daughter and held a big party to celebrate. They invited all the fairies in the land to come to the party, but they forgot to invite one old fairy. On the day of the party, all the fairies granted the princess wonderful wishes, except the old fairy, who would come even though she didn't have an invitation. She cast a spell on the princess, saying that when the baby grew into a young lady, she would prick her finger and die of the wound. Luckily, all the other fairies got together and changed the terrible spell, so that instead of dying, the princess would fall asleep for 100 years when she pricked her finger, and then be awoken by the kiss of a prince. The king and queen tried to make sure that there was nothing sharp in the palace, but one day when she had grown up, she found a needle and pricked her finger. She immediately fell into a deep sleep. The fairies then cast another spell, which made all of the people in the palace, except the king and queen, also sleep for 100 years, until the princess awoke. So 100 years passed by, and then one day a prince was riding his horse when he came across the palace. Going in, he discovered everyone asleep. When he saw the princess, he knelt down and kissed her, and she immediately woke up, as did all of her servants. They were married and lived happily ever after.
Snow White. Snow White was the daughter of a beautiful queen who died when the girl was young. Her father married again, but the girl's stepmother was very jealous of her because she was so beautiful. The evil queen ordered a hunter to kill Snow White, but he couldn't do it because she was so lovely. He chased her away instead, and she took refuge with 7 dwarves in their house in the forest. She lived with the dwarves and took care of them, and they loved her dearly. Then one day the evil queen was told by her talking mirror that Snow White was still alive, and she changed herself into a witch and made a poisoned apple. She went to the dwarf's house, disguised as an old woman, and tempted Snow White to eat the poisoned apple, which put her into an everlasting sleep. Finally, a prince found her in the glass coffin where the dwarfs had put her and woke her up with a kiss. Snow White and the prince were married and lived happily ever after.